This is the third episode of the Dead End Gaming podcast with your boy Ken and BZ430. We appreciate all of the feedback, man. This nice little Dead End Gaming community that we built.
I know, man. It's like crazy on Twitter, and my Twitch following is still like going up and up and up. And up. I'm like, hey, Twitch, y'all need to send me some. I need to be a part of a I need to be, what's that for YouTube? How you be like a like a, what's that?
Like
when
a
you,
Twitch partner?
Yeah, like a partner. Y'all need to make me a partner, man, because my following game has to be like crazy now. I haven't even checked it. I'm going to check it, though, and see how my following looking. But
yeah, I think you can be one because you've had your Twitch account over 30 days, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had my Twitch account for over a year now.
So that part is done. So,
yeah.
Because I think when I was going to do the Dead End Video Game account as a partner, we had to be like, we had to wait 30 days, and then I think you have to have a certain number of subscribers, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. My following going up, so I should be a partner. Partner me, Twitch.
Oh, we will be, man. We'll get that taken care of because I definitely would like to do some gaming here, you know, at the studio. But, yeah, mine, like, I checked my email this morning, actually, and I was like, oh, snap. Like, I had a bunch of follows, too. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, I think part of it is what happened Sunday or a couple of days ago, which I'll get into in a second. But yeah, so shout out to everybody, man, following us. I know somebody hit us up and I gotta find your name. He asked for our Twitch handles or a link, because he doesn't have a Twitch account. Number one, you should probably make a Twitch account.
Especially if you play games.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know if he does. I think he just want to watch.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Just make a Twitch account to watch and follow. It's probably a lot easier, and you'll get notifications.
Yep.
I mean, you're following us, you know, and sometimes I don't know if I have my Twitch set to auto tweet or Facebook.
Well,
posts.
I know on a PlayStation, when you do share, it's going to give you an option, like, do you want to share it on Twitch or YouTube? And if you have your Twitch account already linked to your PlayStation, and it's going to give you an option to where if you want to tweet it and what you want that tweet to say. You can type it in on the actual PlayStation, what you want that tweet to say when you go live. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. I will, because when I went live, you know, I just did a tweet, and I was just trying to get back to the game, number one. And number two, I was like, man, I need to set it up to auto-publish. And I guess I just missed that setting because I was just trying to get back to the game I was playing. But yeah, I believe in efficiency, and that wasn't very efficient at the time. But, you know, we'll work it all out. So, another week, another episode. And, again, thanks to everybody that's tweeting us and sending us questions. We had a lot of feedback about Devil May Cry, too. Like, I know. I remember that game being extremely popular, but it's definitely,
you didn't expect,
like,
the feedback. You didn't expect that, did you?
Not like that. Not like that.
Because I was actually going, oh, man, I should have pulled him up, too. But I was going back and forth with a guy on there. We was talking about the crunk, because how each game.
The chronological.
And he was telling me, like, 2 was the last one. And, like, he was like, man, 4 became was before 2. And I was like, damn, I ain't even think of that. Like, I thought.
Well,
4 was the latest one.
Yeah, so just hold that because you'll have time to find it because we'll say that for the comment listener segment at the end of the show. So, as always, man, we want to open the show up with games that we are playing. What you been playing, B? Did you go first last time or try to alternate? I can't remember.
I can't remember either, but yeah, you went first, so I'll go first this time. I think they're the same game. I was finishing up some stuff with my weekly Destiny because the reset is actually today. But I've been finishing up some of the Destiny reset, trying to get my guy ready, getting him at the 400 level. I've been playing this, and I'm about to shout him out too because I got him too. We hit each other up on Twitter. Called D, the old one. His PlayStation name is Texas Gunslinger. Shout him out because he listened to us, I think, the second podcast or the first podcast, and he was like, he had hit me up on Twitter and was like, yo, man, shout out to you for playing, you know, playing Destiny. I'm like, oh, that's what's up. You know, he's a brother. He was like, man, you know, I play, the Destiny community is pretty dope. I mean, just let me say that first. The Destiny community is very dope. But I was talking to him, you know, we was playing and this week, And we were saying, like, yeah, you know, I always play with a lot of people, but it's not really a lot of, you know, black, you know, people like me and you. So I'm like, oh, he was like, man, so that's dope that you play Destiny because, you know, every time I'm playing, you know, and nothing against, hey, nothing against my Caucasian brothers. Nothing, I'm just, you know, nothing against y'all. But I'm just saying, like, yeah. You know, but he was just saying, like, you know, every time I play, it's never no one that's like me or whatever. So, you know, that's dope that you play it. So, yeah, we got each other's contact. And, I DM'd him, asked him what was his PlayStation ID. And he hit me up, and we've been playing. We played a few times, you know what I'm saying? So it's been dope, man. He's trying to help me get this Whisper sniper rifle on Destiny. It's a secret mission. Whenever a specific public event comes up on Planet Io, and you have to kill the Taken, you have to kill a particular Taken, and then once you kill this Taken, it takes you into a dimension, and you have to play this mission, and you get 21 minutes to go through this jumping puzzle, and you got to kill 3 bosses before the 21 minutes is up, and it's extremely intense. Wow. So yeah. So he's been trying to help me get that because he got the sniper rifle, and I've seen this sniper rifle in action, and this joint is no joke. So yes, I'm trying to get it. I'm trying to play this damn thing because he's been trying to help me. So yeah, shout out to D2-1. So I just want to give him a shout out. But yeah, I've been playing that. Like I said, I've still been playing Resident Evil Zero and Resident Evil. The first one, the mansion one, you know, the remake. So I've been playing those, just kind of getting me hyped up for Resident Evil 2 that's coming out in January. But, yeah, that's all I've been playing, man. I'm just getting ready for because Destiny and Spider-Man is unfolding on September 4th, and that's going to be crazy. So I'm just getting ready. I already know what you've been playing because you already tweeted me, and I was dying laughing, man.
I did.
Tell them what you've been playing.
So, yeah, so I played more Destiny. Actually, I had my son play yesterday after I got him off Fortnite. So he played a little bit. Mm-hmm. So we're right now not really that much further along. We're kind of in the big area.
Okay.
Where, you know, I guess you can talk to other people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a safe haven spot.
Yeah. So that's where we are right now. And so I'm going to pick it up and go from there. But it was funny just watching him play and just shooting because he was, you know, had to go through the little planet or whatever. And then them things came and attacked him. Mm-hmm. He was just freaking out. So that was funny. I even with then, remember I have two, and you said I can't play two until I play one. So it was on sale.
I told you, I didn't get it on sale.
Yeah, man, it was like $9.99.
There you go. I knew he was gonna find for that much.
So I went ahead and just copped it. So
You start off hanging. You was tied up.
Yep, the whole intro scene, and then you walking in, and then they take off running. I'm like, y'all slow down. So I'm running after them, and then next thing you know, you wake up, and
you hanging,
and I'm looking, and you know, because my sons were watching, and they were beside me. They were like, what's going on? I said, man, I think we hanging down upside down. So I grabbed the knife, cut myself down. And I go over there, and the guy's there, you know, the big chainsaw man. And I think this is when I was actually on Twitch.
Okay.
So this is why my following went up, because I tweeted B that I was going on Twitch playing Evil Within, because we had just talked about it. And, man, I thought I was doing something. I was like, oh, man, yeah, he got his back turned. He's going to walk around and then come back. So I'm like, I got this dude.
So you know you had to get the key.
I did not know that. So I walked up on him, and I was like, yeah, I got him. Then the little X popped up, and I was like, ah, I got you, and stabbed him. I was like, ah, die. And he, as you already know, he didn't die. He turned around and took me out. I'm like, man, what the world? So I went up, and I tried to stab him 2 or 3 times. So one time I walked up, and I was like, oh, here's a key. He's standing right there, and I'm right beside him. And like, here's the key. It didn't even register that I needed to grab the key.
Without him seeing you.
Right. Yeah. So I was like, I just need to kill him. So I kept trying to kill this dude. And finally, who was it? Pata De John G or something like that, who was watching on YouTube, said, look for the glowing thing. And then I remembered it was the key. I was like, oh, I got to get the key. He can't see me, you know, without him seeing me.
Yeah.
So I did that. Finally got all the way
to the door.
Yep, to the door. It. Yep. And then unlocked the door.
And then you caused his alarm.
Yep.
And then he started running after you. I know the game. I'm just saying, I know the game. So,
and
he
started running after me.
I still remember it. Like,
man, we all freaking out. We all just.
You and your son.
Man, yeah. And it was one point where
you need your PS camera. I wish you would have had your PS camera.
I just had the audio going, but yeah, I definitely need the PS camera going. But yeah, because, you know, one time, you know, little one, the 3-year-old, he was like, He said something like, "Oh, he killed you," or something like that. And then some dude left a comment like, "Oh, he sounds so disappointed." I was like, "Yeah, I let him down." So they scream and look out and run and all this other stuff. And he hiding, he running between my legs.
Yeah, you got to get that up video. I need some video footage. That's hilarious.
So anyway, get all the way to like the part where you had to hide in the locker.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I think his leg was messed up or something.
Yeah, because he got him. He kind of like fell down and got him on the leg. Yeah. While he was still running.
Yeah. So I was in the locker. And then I came out. Then I stopped there. And then I went back and picked it up yesterday because I had to get through, you know, the other part where you had to throw the bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like it took me forever to get through that because I kept getting caught. Like this dude, like he just kept chopping me up. Finally, I made it through, and then I got all the way through, and then he came after me again. I was like, "Oh shit!" So I taking off running, and I didn't know if it was a cutscene, or if it was actually me. So I kind of slowed down a little bit. I was like, "Oh, that's actually
me."
Yeah. So I got to the elevator, and that's where I'm at. Then it was like, then the intro came on. I was like, "You mother,
evil within."
I was like, "You serious? All of that just to get there?
All that was just to get you ready with what kind of game you're getting ready to play? Because you're going to be doing a lot of that throughout the game. You're going to be it's going to be moments where you can't fight, you can't kill. You're going to have guns, you're going to have shotguns, you're going to have handguns and everything. But it's going to be times where you can't fight. You're going to have to sneak past. You're going to have to sneak past and kind of." Because there's going to be some enemies where you can kind of have a knife and kill them from behind. Yeah, it ain't going to be enemies that big that you was facing in the beginning. So it's going to be smaller enemies where you can come up, kill them, go to the next thing, come up, kill them. It's a crazy game.
Yeah, it was. Once I got past that, I was just frustrated because I like, in my head, I'm like, it shouldn't be this hard. And I know it's not that hard to do any of the things that I did, but I think the lesson that I learned from that is that I am completely, completely just rusty. Because a lot of the stuff when I used to play back in the day,
it was
nothing for you. Yeah, because you're used to the puzzles, used to, you know, how everything go. You can kind of see certain areas that stick out, you know, on the screen, and nothing was sticking out.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as I go, like even when I got past him the last time through the bottle, he ran, and I ran through, and then ducked, and then went all the way to the end. I'm like, where am I supposed to go? Because I totally missed the door.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, damn, I'm supposed to. So I went back. I was like, that doesn't make sense. Turn back around. I was like, oh, there's the door. So, yeah, and then that's when he came chasing after me again. But yeah, so just rusty, man. But it's been fun. It's been fun. And that's why I like doing this show, because it gives me a chance to sit down
and talk about it
and play these games and kind of communicate with people. Because somebody hit us up on Twitter, and I'll find you in the comments section. I'll shout you out, who said he beat 1 and 2.
Yeah.
So, question.
I did, too. He's saying that. He trying to floss. I beat 1 and 2, too. I was about to say something. I'm about to say, I beat 1 and 2, too. What you trying to say? Like, I can floss with you as well. I beat both. And I still remember both of the games like this. So
how long is the actual game? Is it a long game?
Evil Dead.
Even within the first one.
The first one is longer than the second one. The first one is. How many chapters is it? I'm not going to tell you how many chapters it is.
Yeah, I don't need to know how long it would probably take to finish.
Yeah, it's definitely longer than the second one. And the boss fights are a lot funner in this one than they are in the second one. The second one is good, don't get me wrong, but the boss fights in this first one, oh my God, what you fight in that first one, I was like, damn, you don't fight that crazy shit in the second one. So yeah, that's a good one, man. Evil Within, that's a fun one. Oh, I'm glad you playing that. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, I did, man. I was looking for something to play. So I have something a little bit to talk about this weekend. That, like I said, I just checked the PS. I went to get Mafia 3. I downloaded Mafia 3. I was gonna play that. I haven't played it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And Dead by Daylight.
Yeah. Somebody was telling us. You know what? I'm gonna play that. Someone mentioned to us to play that. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna play that for y'all, and then I'm gonna come back next week with what I come up with.
Yeah, that's what I wanted that's to do, kind of just play it a little bit, kind of come back and report back.
Yeah, because I know if they mentioned thoughts. to us, I'm pretty sure they want us to know what we thought about it. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. Mention some other games, and I'll play them for y'all and come back and let y'all know.
So, speaking of, I'm glad you said that, you just reminded me. So, shout out to Omar. He's local here. He's a fan of the show. I'm actually going to invite him on the show, next week. But he hit me up about it and said he was listening to it. And where is it? And he said that here it is. He was just talking about Dante. But then he was like, if you like Devil May Cry, He said he did the whole thing about the timeline too.
Okay.
Yeah, he said check out Nier Automata if you enjoy hack and slash games. Have you heard of that game?
Nier Automata. He had mentioned both of us, or he just
it was Tess.
It was okay. No.
Yeah. NIR. That shit right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I never heard of it. I told him I'll check it out.
Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming it's on PS4. He plays PS4, right?
I hope so. If he doesn't, he lost all his cool points.
He better not recommend. Okay, he popped up on YouTube. First thing, okay, I'm going to have to check this out. Oh, so it's a female antagonist. Okay. All right. Let me see when this. Okay. Let me see what IGN reviewed. I'm going to turn this volume down and see what they reviewed. But yeah, okay, go ahead. You can go.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, I told him I'll check that out and see what it's about. Yeah,
it's on PlayStation.
Ah, good, 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 good. Anyway, just real quick on some news. Fortnite, for all the Fortnite folks out there, that Rift, my son plays Fortnite, so, and that Rift is crazy. So the Rift is actually, there's a report that it's shrinking and that it's going to disappear. So that's going to be interesting just to see how he reacts to it, because I promise you, he used to tell me about that Rift every single day. And all his homeboys and stuff like that. The Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer dropped, and I'm actually looking for that. Have you watched that?
I didn't send it to you. I thought I sent it to you.
I don't think you did.
I thought I did, or maybe on Twitter. I'm looking at this Nier Automata. This looks pretty cool. And it's by Square Enix. I think I'm saying it. The same people that make Final Fantasy.
Okay.
This looks pretty cool. It came out last year. It came out March of last year. This looks pretty fun. I might have to get this a try. I'm looking at it right now. This looks pretty fun, Ken. This really does.
Yeah,
This looks pretty fun. It looks pretty dope.
Oh yeah.
It looks pretty dope.
Got 9 out of 10 by GameStop.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. See, I'm gonna have to holler at this.
I'm
gonna save this one because I'm pretty sure if it came out last year, it's probably $15. Usually, if a game been out for a year, they go down. They go down on the $20 quick.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, I thought I sent you that.
So what did you think? What are your thoughts on the
Red Dawn Redemption? Oh, I think it's because this is the first one that they're releasing on PS4.
Right.
The last one came out on PS3. So yeah, for them being in the next gen game system. Very detailed. Like, it looked like it's going to be so much you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, if you thought Fallout was a lot as far as, like, side missions and main missions, it seemed like with this game, certain decisions you make is going to dictate how you're going to, like, be with a crew or how, like, it's like your decision is going to reflect on whatever your outcome of the game might be, whether it be good or bad or helpful. Like, yeah, this game looked very, very detailed. I mean, of course, the graphics is, like, A1. But I like the fact that, and I don't remember this on the last Red Dead Redemption, is like your horse is pretty much as treat you as well as you treat it. So like if you feed it a lot, you got to make sure you feed it. You got to make sure you give it water.
That's
if you haven't fed your horse and you want your horse to do certain things, it might not listen to you. Like it's yeah, like and if you do take care of your horse when you're in certain situations, fighting situations, and you got to like maneuver a certain way, your horse going to maneuver it real good for you. Long as you're taking care of it and everything, long as you hunting for it and you feeding it. Yeah, I'm like, man, this shit seemed very detailed. So, yeah, Red Dead. I can't wait to check it out, man. Just go on. I'm going to send it to you. But, yeah, just go on
the
PlayStation.
Yeah. I see. It looks like the gameplay was like an hour long, at least.
Oh, no. The video I sent you, it was a 3-minute. I thought I sent it on Twitter.
You may have. I think you did. I think there were a couple of tweets I got about that.
It was like a 3-minute video. I'm sorry, 6-minute video. It was a 6-minute video. I'm about to send it to you now, though.
All right.
Yeah, man, it's very detailed, Ken. It's very. I was like, wow, they. But you know, it's been like what, 5 years since the last Red Dawn Redemption came out. Like it might be more than that. I'm about to look right quick.
Yeah, because I remember when I first played that game. I like games, you know, like that, and it had a certain realism to it. Like you're on that horse.
My fault. Huh. The first one came out in 2010. Jesus Christ.
It's been that long?
It's been that long, yeah. So it's been since 2010. It came out on PS3 and Xbox 360. Red Dead Redemption. So you figure 8 years. They've been, especially in there from that point, because 2010, PlayStation 4 came out in 2014, so you figured, oh yeah, they was ready for this game. They've been taking their time with this. So
yeah, I didn't get very far because I think one thing I didn't like when I first started playing was that, you know, it the horse was slow, you know, and you know, so it was like I was like, okay, this game will require a lot of time because you couldn't really advance past certain parts. Like you get on that horse and the horse is going to move like a horse typically moves.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, this one, that one wasn't as detailed as this one. I mean, that game was detailed too for it to be PlayStation 3, but this one, yeah, that horse, you're going to like the way your horse moves if you take care of it.
Yeah.
If you take care of your horse, you got to hunt for your own food. It's nuts, man. It's like, it's crazy. It's real crazy, man. Like, I love it. I mean, just from the gameplay I saw, I'm like, yeah, this game gonna be crazy. I can't wait for that shit to drop.
Yeah, so that's one that's on my list that I definitely am gonna play relatively soon. So I got a whole list of games I need to knock out and finish. But yeah, that's one. Like the Uncharted's, I got to do all those too.
Did you beat any one of them?
No.
Oh no. Man, I still think the second one is personally my personal favorite.
Yeah.
The second Uncharted, but they all dope. They all dope as hell. Yes, play them. Get them, man. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm gonna definitely get on those. All right, so yeah, so that's the little bit of gaming news and updates that we have. So moving on, games that we wish would come back, or that day in gaming history. So let me start over. Games we wish would come back. Let's see here. I've been thinking about this question, and I don't know why Metroid keeps popping in my head.
I want to say Nintendo Switch have a Metroid.
But and yeah, but it's not like the first one, though. And oh, I think,
so you want like an OD to the throwback or something?
Yeah.
And these are so 3D and
yeah,
you don't want it to be so advanced. You still you still want it updated, but you want it like the 2D, the old school version.
Yeah, give me the old school. And I think because, you know, last episode we spent a lot of time talking about like the classic.
Mm-hmm.
And I think just, you know, that conversation, you know, just may have subconsciously had me thinking about just some of those older games I used to play, you know, when I was young, because I was looking at some of the games that they had. I was on Best Buy just looking at some of the list of games that they had on there. And so Metroid was one because, that game was fun, man. I enjoyed playing that game. I didn't get a chance to finish that either. There's so many games that I haven't finished, man.
And the last Metroid that came out was on Nintendo 3DS, Metroid Samus Returns, which if y'all don't know who Samus is, he's the original Metroid if you played Nintendo 1. Mm-hmm. So that's the last one they came out with. It came out in September 2017.
You said that was on Nintendo 3DS?
Yeah, and they have one coming out, Prime 4 coming out, but I think it's going to be on the Switch. I think that one's coming out on the Switch.
You know, I wonder what, like, sometimes I wonder, like, Mega Man and Metroid, like, what could they do with these games nowadays? You know, if they wanted to. Like, there'll be people like me that'll be clamoring for, oh, man, you know, you should have left it alone. It was that throwback feel. But also, at the same time, they could really, really, like, make a dope Metroid game. Don't mess it up like Bionic Commando, whatever that was. Like,
they're coming out with a Mega Man 11 on PlayStation. 11? PlayStation 4.
It's Xbox been that One. Many?
Yeah. It's been a lot of Mega Mans. You know, it was a lot of Mega Mans on Nintendo. It was a lot on Super Nintendo back in the day, which I have on my Nintendo Classic. Dang. In my Super Nintendo Classic edition. Cause
I didn't know they kept making Metroids.
Yeah, I mean, Mega Man, you mean.
Mega Man. Okay.
Yeah, Mega Man. They come out with a Mega Man 11 October.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. No, October Mega Man, I know they were making a lot of Mega Mans, yeah.
Yeah, October of this year will be a Mega Man 11.
That is crazy, you know, because my youngest plays Mega Man on my iPad. And
really?
Yeah, so it's kind of,
because
he'll get stuck and he'll bring it to me.
That's
and then
hilarious.
I'll start playing it, and then I'll kind of just, I get caught up and I just keep playing.
That is hilarious.
But yeah,
dude.
But it's kind of weird, man. Like, just seeing him play the games that I used to play. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about like, I'm talking about like, Like, it's as close to the original as possible. I think it might be the original because I think I may have gotten it. But on my iPad, just because of that, but or some version of it. But either way it go, it was just, yeah, he'd be playing it, man. Be running, jumping, shooting them things and double jumping and using that little one arm to kind of climb up the wall and stuff. So
you had him play, like, the Nintendo Mega Man?
Nah, it's hold on. It's the one on my, hold on, where is it? Let's see if it's on here. Might be on his iPad.
Okay.
It's on here. Hold on. Mega Man application. Mega Man 10. So it's not the original. It's
okay.
Mega Man X. So yeah, but Capcom, man. But look, it looked just like the damn original. Like, this thing is crazy.
And then it looks just like it, but it's just like updated.
Just graphics or whatever.
Yeah.
Of course, he played on what? Oh, I don't think he even played on the. Oh yeah, this must be him. But yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
him with that arm shooting out. Yep. Man, how we get past? I don't need all that. Let's just get to the game.
Ooh, I would like to know how he take in a Nintendo one. Like, he was to play Mega Man 2.
I don't know, but yeah,
still
see?
My favorite one. Yep. Okay, yeah, so it looks like
looks
same 2D.
Like it. Yep.
Yeah, just updated graphics pretty much.
Got the little shoot thing, and then you can do all. Yeah, but it looks just like same thing.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah, all but right. he's. Yeah, he's not there. He's actually some other
man,
level.
Man, I would love to see him play the Nintendo one. I got my Nintendo system, too. I would love to see him play Mega Man 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my favorite one, man. My favorite video game soundtrack is Mega Man 2. I love that shit. I love that shit. They got the best soundtrack. I don't care what nobody say. I love it. I love it.
So, anyway, do you got anything this week for that?
Any games that I wish to come back?
Yeah. I think we're going to run out of games.
No, it's a lot of games. You know what game I like? And this is a sports game, surprisingly. I would like for them to bring NBA Street back. You remember NBA Street?
I do not.
You don't remember NBA Street? By EA Sports. It was by EA Sports.
I do not remember
EA Street. It's pretty much like, it was like their version of NBA Jam, except NBA Street was 3-on-3, if I'm not mistaken. I think it was 3-on-3 basketball. But yeah, it was 3-on-3 full court basketball. And it was dope because, like, they had, like, you can create your own, like, street legend. And they had, like, a little.
I do remember this game.
Okay, yeah.
I don't think I.
You never played
it.
Yeah, they had two of them. They had NBA Street and NBA Street 2. I would like, and I think it's been since PlayStation 2 since that game came out. So I would like for them to make a one for the PS4 version. That's a game I would like for them to, that I would like to come back. Just something fun. You know what I'm saying? Something fun to play. And like I said, it was a good mixture of Street Legends and NBA Legends. Like, they had Julius Erving. Back when Julius Erving had, like, the big fro, he was, like, one of
I just saw him.
Yeah. Oh, you did? Yeah. So, like, they had, like, that Julius Erving. So, they had, like, throwback guys. You know what I'm saying? So, I think I would like for them to bring that back. I would play that. If EA bring NBA Street back, I would like – that's a game I would like to return to form. I think that would be fun. That game would be definitely fun.
NBA Street. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's a good
so
one.
When you saw the cover, you was like,
yeah,
I remember. Yeah,
I remember that cover.
Man, I remember playing that, man, because you can build your guy up. Make them better. You're going from one city to one city, and you playing, like, you know, different tournaments. And then once you conquer that court, you go to the next city and you conquer that court playing that tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, other street dudes come and challenge you and stuff like that. Like, it was cool, man. Like, I liked it. It was fun. It was really fun. And, like, the final stage is, like, Rucker Park. So, like, the final tournament or the final court you play in is on Rucker Park. And it's so dope. It's dope, man. Like, yeah, I messed with NBA Street. It was something. It was a break to get away from, like, NBA Live, NBA 2K at the time. Like, you know, just something fun. Just let loose and just play. You know what I'm saying? Like how NBA Jam was back then.
Right,
like,
right.
You play NBA Live 95, 96, but, you know, it's like, okay, those games are serious. Let's play some NBA Jam. Let's have some fun. So that's why. Same thing with NFL Blitz. Remember NFL Blitz?
Oh, yeah, I do remember
So it's
that.
Like that. Like, it's like you get away from Madden, the seriousness. And you just play some Blitz and just have fun, man. Don't even care.
Man, that reminds me of, like, when I bought my kid the what's the little thing? Nintendo, the Wii. When I bought
Nintendo
him
Wii?
The Wii, yeah. And it had this this football game on there. Basic as whatever, but you stand there, you know, you got the little controllers or whatever, and you sitting there, you throwing throwing and running and all that other stuff. That game was actually fun. I used to get so upset with him because I'm like, what are you doing? But, yeah, it was fun. I would sit there and play that because they had tennis and all kind of other games, golf and stuff like that for the Wii. And but they had a football game that was just basic. You just throw it and you run it. And then kind of like Tecmo, sometimes they would tackle you and sometimes they would, yeah, they would miss.
Really?
Yep, so you could juke them. So, yeah, because you have to kind of do a little jump to the left or right.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. But, it wasn't anything complex because the game is just built for you to run and throw. But you know, sometimes, because I'm up there like a real quarterback. So after a while, I'm getting a real
a real stance and stuff. There,
feet moving.
I'm out here thinking he Randall Cunningham. Jesus,
man,
you know
how we do. We know we get a little extra sometimes. Mm-hmm. Us men. But anyway, all right. So that's it. So there you go. Next segment. Comments and questions from you guys. So anyway, yeah, we got a lot of feedback about Devil May Cry.
Shout out to, I'm looking at my Twitter as mm-hmm. we're doing this podcast. Zachyles. He just tweeted me about 19 minutes ago, said, "I didn't know you were a Devil May Cry fan. I'm trying to get the collection edition myself, Xbox One." Oh, speaking of, and I just purchased it. Remember last week when I was talking about mm-hmm. it and I showed you? I got it. It's coming to my house tomorrow. It will be at my house tomorrow. I probably won't have time to play it that much because I know we're shooting Dead End stuff tomorrow on a Wednesday, but I'm definitely going to play it probably that Thursday night before I leave. Because I'm going out of town this weekend. So, yeah, I'll probably play that third. I'm going to play the first one. I'm just going to play the first one. No, as a matter of fact, I'm going to play the third one. Because the third one takes place before Devil May Cry 1. So, I'm going to play the third one first. And I'm going to play 1. And then I'm going to play 2. So, that's
you know,
what
I think I actually got, like, one of those versions on my PS3. I got to look there in my sunroom.
PS4, but, $19.
Yeah. And that's what I went on the PS. I actually went to the PlayStation store looking for that, seeing if it was on sale, but it wasn't. That's how I ended up with Evil Within.
Okay, yeah, I'm about to get back. I'm about to get into that Devil's May Cry, man, and see someone else. Shout out to the boys in the back, Nicholas mm-hmm. Gray. Listen to Dead End Game and Gary and hearing you and BZ talk about playing through Devil May Cry, taking me from a hardcore fan. Play 3 and 4, and if you have to play them all, play 1, watch a summary of DMC2, then play 3 and 4.
All right, so yeah, here's the thing, my brother.
That's crazy.
Here's the thing, my brother, and I appreciate the feedback, but I'm not that guy. Like, and I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's not even worth it, and I completely believe you. And if I was built like that, I would.
Do it, yeah.
But if I'm going to play 5, I cannot play 1 and beat 1, watch a summary of 2 to see what happened,
right,
and then play 3 or 4. I just can't do that. I told you guys I gotta play it, and I don't care how bad it is. I just have to just suffer through it.
Yep, I'm gonna play them. I'm playing. Like I said, mine's coming in mail tomorrow. I'm a go down memory lane because I remember when I had my PS2, I was playing the hell out of some damn Devil's May Cry. So I'm glad I'm getting them back. It's going to be a little bit nostalgia for me. It's going to be like almost playing a game over again. And usually with games like that I've played and I've beat so much, like, I will forget them. But yeah, as I'm playing them, I'm like, oh, I remember this boss fight. Oh, I remember this. Or I remember how I had to upgrade this before I upgraded that. Like, yeah, so playing these games is going to be dope. It's going to be almost kind of like playing them for the first time because, you know, a lot of stuff I forgot.
You know, so and that's the thing that I'm having to adjust to now. Just getting my mind back in the right mindset of knowing that I gotta buy certain weapons or get certain upgrades, and that those weapons and upgrades I would need down the line at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm kind of like in it, and this would be a topic for another day. But you know, sometimes I just want to run and just shoot. But with these games now, you just can't do that. And even back in the day, you couldn't do that. But just understanding, you know, like when we were going through Destiny, you were like, yeah, nah, you're going to need to get this gun to do this. You're going to need, you know, this body armor for that. You're going to have to strengthen mm-hmm. your body armor.
Mm-hmm.
So being strategic while also playing is something I'm going to have to really start to wrap my mind around and not just sitting there. Because, you know, I've been playing sport games. You know, those
right.
are easy.
Right.
You know, it's a clock, the ball somewhere,
yep.
and you either win or you lose. And that's it. It's beginning and middle and an end. So,
who's real quick before we wrap it up? What's the name of the dude that told you about the Nier Automata game?
Omar.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Omar. I think I'm gonna get this game. I already got it on my Amazon list. I'm gonna pop it on my Amazon list, and I want to play this. I want to play this joint because it looks pretty fun. I can't even lie. Like looking at the video footage. So shout out to you, man. I have a feeling you got a good recommendation, and I'm going to like this game. So, shout out to you, brother.
Yeah. Like I said, I want to invite him on the show. I'm going to try to get him out here next week or in the next week or so. But, you know, we had, like, a condensed schedule this week with you, going out of town and stuff like that. So, let me see. It was something else. So I know I talked about the PlayStation the PS4 shortage last week. So we may have an answer. B sent this to me 5 days ago, and they're apparently introducing 500 million limited edition PS4 Pros. So I think...
Because they sold 500 million PlayStation 4.
Yeah, so I think that's why they stopped producing or making the other ones, and, you know, they're just going to concentrate on these. So... definitely gotta cop that. Now I know we were talking crap about the Spider-Man and all these other ones, but this thing has a little gold on it. So this one actually looks nice. It's the PlayStation 4 Pro with trimmings. So it's not like it's not extra.
Right.
So yeah, it's way, way better. I thought there was somebody else. Shout out to Lane Shots 10. B just told you about the Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer. So you got his thoughts there.
I think that was about it. Did you see any on
SoundCloud? Sir underscore Alan Allergen sent us one about Zelda. Said we thought we may get
And to answer his question, I'm still like, Zelda is the only thing that's been keeping me together, or like giving me the reason of why I'm buying Nintendo's. Like when I buy a Nintendo, it's like, oh, I gotta play this new Zelda on here. I got to play the new Zelda. So, like, that Zelda. I still haven't played that new Zelda yet. Man, that bad boy looks beautiful. And I'm so tempted to give me a Nintendo Switch just so I can play that damn Zelda. Because that bad boy, I've heard nothing but great things. Like, I'm seeing 9.8, 9.9, 9.7 ratings for that game. So, I'm like, shit, man. Like, might mess around and give me a damn, a Nintendo Switch, man. I'm waiting for the price to go down just a little bit more because I think they still $300. So I don't know if it's going to be any sales going on during the holidays. If it gets down to about $220, $250 or something, man, I might.
You know, I would love to just buy it because, you know, my son has one.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes I look at it like it's just a DS. But, no, it's not. It's actually a pretty good system.
Yeah, it's a good system.
Yeah,
it's a
dope really system. Is.
And the fact that you can take the controller.
Man, yes.
And, like, that's some.
Yeah.
Damn. One thing about Nintendo, they may not make a lot of adult games like myself and Ken, but they're ahead of the curve, man. They be ahead of the curve. So, props to Nintendo. You know, if they was to start making, like, more adult content games, I'd be fighting, you know, between, you know, buying both of those systems, having Nintendo and a Sony. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
I could just get it for him. I would love to see him actually play Zelda.
Yeah.
Shout out to Ace Turnup, who asked us about, you know, whether or not we're going to split this from Is the Mic Still On. That is the plan. It's going to happen. So we'll just keep you updated. All right, so now on to SoundCloud. We're going to read some comments from here. W said Warlords was amazing. The Paris sequel was doo-doo, though. Any idea what he's talking about? That was 3 hours ago at the time of this recording.
What did he say?
Something about Warlords.
Minutia Warlords. What did he say about it? Where is it?
Oh, he just said it was dope, but okay.
The Paris sequel was doo-doo. No, that's part three. That shit was nice. Part two was kind of suspect because you didn't have the main character. It was a different main character in part two. Part three, he brought back the original dude. So part three was dope. And then you had the dimensions. Paris was dope as hell because you had the different dimensions. You had the guy that was from The Professional. You ever seen the movie The Professional?
Yeah. With
the bald head, the killer. Yeah, he was on there. He was like one of the
Really?
Yeah, so it was like he was in Paris. and the other guy was in China. So like it was two dimensions that happened. Man, hell no, you tripping. The Paris one was dope. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just remember that.
Yeah.
Hell to the no.
I've heard a lot of good thing about I've seen a lot of positive things said about Witcher. So Macintosh 85.
Oh, that shit is hard.
Said we should try he told you should try Witcher 3 Wild Hunt.
Oh no, yes. That shit is hard. And Bloodborne is there were some tough games. I mean, they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're great games. But it took me. I think my playtime when I beat that game was like 84 hours total. Yeah, it was crazy. That's a hard game.
Oh, shout out to Jenkins. You know what, Jenkins? I did know that. Basically, he was saying that I could save all my data in the cloud. I don't think I had it set up, and honestly, I completely forgot until I just read it. But you're absolutely right. You can do that, and that was one of the things that I liked about the PS Plus account is that you do have the ability like that. Because I live in the digital world, baby. I love the cloud. So, so yeah. So thanks. I definitely need to make sure I have that backup. Osmosis. About the tutors. He said he gets my point about the tutors.
Fortnite.
But Fortnite is a competitive. All games are competitive. People can make money in tournaments and by streaming it. It's no different from hiring a coach for any other sport. No, it's a difference. It's a difference. It's a game that you can learn to play. It's not that hard. You don't need a tutor. Just invest the time to play it.
Yeah.
Like we did with any game. You know what? It's no different than remember the people that got really, really good at Street Fighter, mm-hmm. Tekken, Dead or Alive, all those people like that. They spent so much time. Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
Oh my God, there were people that would spend quarters, like they would spend like so much money playing Mortal Kombat.
Yep.
And then when it came to the consoles, they would spend so much time on the consoles. They know how to do every move by every character. They didn't hire a tutor. They invested their time and learned how to master those moves. So, nah, man, I understand the whole, you know, sport part of it, but still, at the end of the day, man, like, nah, just get sweaty, you know. Don't try to take the easy way out, yo. So, anyway, but and yeah, I might have to figure out a way to have you call into the show and we can debate this Osmosis. Granddad Willie, loving this, guys. As a fellow gamer, lifetime PlayStation and Nintendo guys, dope that you guys are doing this. And into a lot of the games I'm into, past and present. Still got to finish God of War for PS4 myself. He said, feel bad for me if my nephew did that to my game. He can't come to my house no more. Oh, man. Maybe try emulation, Ken, if you have a PC. I don't have a PC core kit. Let's see. I guess because there are limited dudes who like that. Like to have rare editions, buy those. Yeah, I get that, you know, collection pieces. So I don't know. Maybe I won't knock it that much. But, yeah, Koa Kid left a lot of comments. Shout out to you, Koa Kid. He said he wants a new Fight Night 2. But
yes, thank you.
But FEA, though. Can he create a new? You know what? He should have created a new saving slot. That's what he should have done. You know, I'm just have to sit the little brother down. Have a talk to him about what to do when he turns on my PS4 Pro. Or it's just, you know, I'm just shut him out. And then last, from James Beasley, I thought this was funny. I think you and I already talked about this, about how the main podcast is so, there's a lot of back and forth and loud,
uh-huh.
And how, you know, on this one we're all calm and there's a calm discussion going on.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, so.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so appreciate all the comments, guys.
Keep commenting.
Yes, please. Please do. We're loving it. I think the last one was Games to Recommend. Let me see.
Well, I mean, it seemed like I didn't got about some games for me to recommend to play, but I give them one. You know what? I got two games to recommend for those listening, for my PlayStation 4 users. If you go on the PlayStation Store, this is a co-op game. This is a fun co-op game. It's called. You can either. It's made by the same company, and I can't think of the company name. But you can get. It's called Dead Nation, which is like a zombie fighting game, and Alien Nation, which is like an alien fighting game. They both published, made by the same company, but it's pretty fun. It's a third person view game. It's like overview. Like you pretty much fighting from overview. It's kind of similar to that air that game you said.
Air Mag.
Yeah, it's kind of like the view. So, okay. But it's like you on foot and you fighting guys. You fighting zombies. You can upgrade your weapons. You playing through different phases, fighting different enemies and everything. It's like I said, it's a co-op. So it's a one player as well as a co-op game. Like me and you can play. You can play up to four people with these games. Three people. Dead Nation and Alienation. You can play up three people co-op. So check that out. I don't think it's on Xbox One on the NA store, but it's definitely on the PlayStation store. Dead Nation, Alienation. Check it out.
All right. Well, I don't have one this week, but I got y'all next week. I got one that I might, but I need to just check on some things. But anyway, so that's going to do it, man. Episode 3, keep the feedback coming. Keep the comments coming, man. And keep talking to us about what you hear, man. We appreciate that. Didn't know there was so many Devil May Cry fans out there. So that's really, really dope. So we're going to, I guess B got it. I got to get it. So we're going to definitely do something centered around that for you guys to watch us on Twitch and stuff like that. So anyway, that's going to do it. We're going to get out of here. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.
Peace.